Do you know how they say the eyes are the windows to the soul? Well, that applies to our furry friends too. But how do we bring those eyes to life in our commissions? That's what we'll dive into in this episode. I'm Dragos Pepina, and I'm all about bringing our furry friends to life through my pet portraits. Join me on this podcast where I'll be dishing out all my tips, tricks, and tales about the wonderful world of pet portraiture. Follow me on Instagram at @dragospepina_art for a sneak peek into my creative journey and to see my latest pet portraits. Ready to dive in? Let's do this. So, what's the secret sauce of bringing those puppy dog eyes to life on paper? Well, it's all about taking a good look at your reference picture. Spend some time observing those eyes. Notice their shape, their size, and any quirky little details that make them unique. And don't stress about perfection. Embrace the imperfections because they are what make your portrait truly special. As you start drawing, keep an eye on the light. And no, not literally. I mean pay attention to how light plays off in those eyes. Shadows and highlights are your best friends here. They add depth and sparkle, making those eyes pop off the page. And speaking of sparkle, don't forget the little details. Those tiny highlights and reflections are like the cherry on top of your pet portraits. They bring a twinkle to the eyes, which makes them realistic. Now let's talk about light and texture, the dynamic duo that takes your pet portraits from nice to wow. So picture this. The furry friend in the reference picture is bathing in the sunlight and those rays are dancing across their eyes, creating little pockets of brightness and shadows. Now, when you're putting your pencil to paper, remember to mimic that interplay of light and shadows. Add those highlights where the sun is touching the eye and darken up the spots where shadows naturally appear. This contrast is like the secret sauce that makes your pet's gaze feel real and alive. And let's not forget about texture. It's like the icing on the cake. Real eyes have this subtle texture that catches the light in all sorts of ways. So take a moment to soak it in. See how the light dances across the surface, creating little glimmers and reflections. Well, you can totally recreate this in your artwork. You can also try to get creative with your strokes. Try stippling, cross-hatching, or blending to capture that intricate texture. And don't overlook the glossy sheen of the pupil or the intricate details of the iris. Those little touches are what make your pet's eyes pop off the page. And now let's talk about color. Just like a box of pencils, pet eyes come in all sorts of colors, from warm browns to cool blues and everything in between. When it comes to creating those precious pet eyes, attention to detail is key. You want to pick every shade and tone of your furry friend's eyes. It's like creating a custom palette just for them. Now, don't be afraid to get a little wild with your experimentation. Finding the perfect blend of colors might take a bit of trial and error, but that's all part of the fun. Embrace the creative process, and before you know it, you'll have a harmonious rainbow of colors that perfectly captures the essence of the pet's gaze. And let's not forget about those tiny highlights. They are like little bursts of magic. Adding those sparkles and glimmers to your pet's eyes makes them come alive on the page. These little details add depth and vitality to your artwork, making it feel truly lifelike. And I think it's time to talk about reflections. Whether it's a soft glow from a window, the gleam of a favorite toy, or the loving gaze of their human, reflections help tell the story of your pet's world. They add emotion and intrigue, inviting viewers to connect with the scene unfolding before them. And last but not least, let's celebrate those quirky quirks and adorable expressions that make our pets so lovable. Whether it's a playful wink or a thoughtful stare, capturing those details is what gives your artwork personality and charm. So don't hold back. Let the furry friend's unique character shine through in every stroke of your pencil. Now, as we dive deeper into the world of pet portraits, let's chat about a couple of great techniques that can really take your artwork to the next level. First off, there's underpainting. It's like laying down the groundwork for your masterpiece. Start by adding some basic colors like gray or brown to map out the shape of the eyes. This gives you a solid base to work with as you add more details later on, giving the pet's gaze that extra depth and character. And then there's glazing. With glazing, you're basically applying super thin, see-through cuts of color over your base layer. This adds richness and complexity to the eyes, making them look even more lifelike. It's like giving your artwork a little extra sparkle. Now, don't get discouraged if things don't turn out perfectly right away. Mastering these techniques takes time and practice, but that's all part of the fun. Treat each step of the process as a chance to learn and grow as an artist. Remember, there's no such things as a mistake, just happy accidents waiting to be discovered. But most importantly, enjoy the ride. Creating pet portraits should feel like a rewarding adventure, so don't hold back. Let your creativity get wild. Embrace the joy of exploring new ideas and techniques and celebrate the beauty and personality of each and every pet you draw. I hope you picked up something valuable from today's episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram as @dragospepin_art. Feel free to follow me there to catch up with my latest pet portraits. I try to post them as often as I can, mostly one time a week. And don't hesitate to shoot me a DM anytime if you want to chat. I'd love to hear from you. Just remember, if I can make it as a successful pet portrait artist, so can you. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to have you join me in my next episodes too.